Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hey everyone, this is Justin from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches.
Well, I thought about the army. Dad said, son, you must be high. And I thought, yeah, there's a first for everything. So I took my old man's advice. Three sad semesters. It was only 15 grand. Spinning bed, I thought about the army. I dropped out and joined a band instead. Grew a mustache and a mullet. Job at Chick-fil-A, citing artistic differences. The band broke up in May, and in June reformed without me. And they got a different name. I nuked another grandma's apple pie and hung my head in shame. No.
Yeah.
Been thinking a lot today.
It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And the only person on the internet that's willing to put Rammstein ahead of them. Don't guess, I said it. They deserve credit every once in a grand while. That's right. All right. Everything's going very well today. So, that's good. Everything's very, very good. My name is Ken. I'll be your host. Everything's going to shit. In case you couldn't have fucking determined that from my fucking just completely at ease tone, everything is going to shit very, very fucking early. And let me fade that out professionally, do at least one thing fucking right, as I introduce, back from a vacation, your friend and mine, the Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how you doing, buddy?
Of course!
Of course!
What's up, Kenny?
Of course!
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Why are you so excited now? What's the story?
I'm not excited. I'm hearing, you know, I'm trying to talk to you behind the scenes and being as subtle as I can by texting you in our text chat that we utilize.
Yeah, no shit. What can I do about it, Frank? What can I do?
Shut your fucking mouth, I'll tell you!
Shut your fucking mouth! What do you hear?
I hear a lot of static.
Okay.
Fix it.
You fix it. I don't know what the fuck it is. How about that? How about you try and do something except...
I'm about to fucking acknowledge that I'm typing, you prick.
No shit. I fucking see it. What can I fucking possibly do? You bald fuck. You know, half the shit Ken Moorhead writes about you, twitter.com/KenMoorhead.
Yo, fuck
half
Ken
Half it's Moorhead. Right.
Fuck Ken Moorhead and his
Whoa!
Fucking...
Whoa!
I'm sick of his bullshit.
What are you talking about? He's our buddy, Ken Moorhead.
I'm getting sick of Ken... You know, he's going... Yeah, whatever.
Hmm. What do you mean, what? I don't understand, Frank. I just don't get it.
So what's new? What's going on?
That's it. So what's new, man?
Got a lot to talk about.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Why did you censor yourself there for a second?
Well, I didn't want to get a gratuitous F word.
Okay. I mean, that's fine with me, Frank. It's okay.
I mean, you're the one who utilizes the F-word as a crutch, not me.
I don't utilize it as a crutch.
I think you do. If somebody actually can.
I utilize the word fuck as conversational garnish. That's what I like to call it.
Did you just coin that phrase?
I just did. You see how good I am, Frank?
Conversational garnish.
Just like this. Just like this. It just rolls off my noggin. I give you things like that. Conversational garnish. When I say fuck this and fucking that, I'm just sweetening the pot, baby. That's right. Making that plate look just a little bit more scrumptious. Yes, indeed.
You know, I want you to play a different intro song, but you said the song I picked wasn't fast enough or quick enough. The song you picked, I fucking fell asleep. It was god-awful.
Well,
it was fucking slow and boring.
Well, you know, Frank, if I gave you the chance to pick every intro song, then you may as well have a fucking echo and do a Casey Kasem impersonation. Everything you want to do has already been fucking played thousands of fucking times. Nobody wants to even hear it anymore. So you're not going to get the chance to fucking do it. That's how it is. That's just how the fuck it is. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Frank, we had a week off last week. Okay? We had a week off. We don't typically do that. We like to do a show every week. We like to give something every week to the fine people that support us, the people that follow us, download everything that we ever do at DJNewStyleShow.com. But quite honest, Frank, we did some traveling.
Absolutely. We crossed the country. Both of us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we did. I was actually on the Pacific Northwest. And you
I
were
was in the southwest. Southeast.
Yeah. You don't even know where you were. Because you were in such a fucking daze that I guarantee you got nothing done. You enjoyed nothing.
Quite the contrary, my friend. Quite the contrary.
Excuse me?
I went to Orange Land, which I like to call Florida.
Hold on. You gave the nickname and said, which I like to call, and then said the proper name of the place. Do you understand? You're supposed to flip that. I was supposed to say I went to Florida, which I like to call Orange Land, which honestly is a poor nickname for Florida.
When I think of Florida, I think of oranges. I think of O-Town. I think of Orlando.
Yeah. Okay.
I went to Disney World. I took my familia to Disney World. That's the kind of father I am.
Don't use the word familia. Don't just inject foreign words.
Listen, we have bifocal listeners here, so I want to give different words.
We have poorly sighted elderly listening right now. Why do we have bifocal...
Bilingual. Bilingual.
Shit. Birds and elderly people are fucking listening to us. Bifocal and biwingle.
I went to Disney World. Maybe you've heard of it. Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I was there once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Took my family there. Had a wonderful time. Exhausting time. Hectic time. But overall, an enjoyable time.
Good. I'm glad. I mean, I'm really glad. But Frank, you know, the part that I want to hear about is the very beginning of the trip.
Okay.
Now, this isn't a place that you can just walk to.
No.
You can't drive there.
I guarantee
you would not drive there because your wife said that she would not be driven there, which means you cannot drive there.
I had to take plane travel.
You took an airplane, Frank.
Which, as you know, I'm scared. I'm scared to take plane travel. You know that.
Listen as I say this. I'm going to reveal your fixed joints on your fucking skull by pulling your skin off. If you ever say a scared again, you 40 fucking year old cartoon character.
I'm 39.
Stop saying that you're a scared. Please. Okay.
I'm sorry.
you're a asshole. Is what you are.
Listen, I had to go on a plane. Are you aware of what kind of step that is for me? It's a huge step. I fear plane travel more than anything in the life except for death
Frank,
itself.
what are your top two things that you're afraid of?
Plane travel.
Yes.
And being buried alive.
And then I guess number three would be germs.
Of course!
So you fear being buried alive more than being infected with something?
I'm saying that in no particular order.
Okay, well, I would say that from knowing you, from speaking to you and doing the show with you week in and week out every Tuesday night, that your top two things, plane travel and contaminants.
Right, contamination.
When you're on an airplane, obviously, there's plane travel, and definitely contaminants.
Let me tell
there's
you what I
There's nowhere for the air to go.
Yes,
so this is this is a nightmare on all fronts for you.
But could I, you know, you're fast-forwarding a little bit. I like to rewind back, you know, just at the boarding gate, if
Frank,
you will.
All right, I'm along for the ride. Take me along your journey.
As a traveler, I had to go there in the boarding area. Is that what they call it? Where you sit down and wait?
The airport?
Hello? Yeah. I had to go there and I had to visually inspect every single passenger that was going to be on that plane. I actually walked past every single passenger that I saw that was going to be on my plane. And I took notes and I took observations. And what I did was I did something that people may not dislike, but I profiled.
You profiled.
I profiled people.
Hmm.
What I did was I profiled potential, and I don't like to use this word, terrorists.
Excuse me?
I profiled terrorists. I want to know if anybody on that plane was going to be a terrorist. So what I did was I took some notes, I took my pad, and I wrote things down.
So you were sitting there waiting for your plane.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I took things down in my notebook.
Wait a minute. You did show prep?
This was not show. Actually, I utilized.
You know what? First of all, don't even say you did show prep because this is you doing life prep for the first time. It would have been a first if it was show prep, but now you're doing life prep, and it's still a first.
My iPhone.
Yes.
And there's a pad, the notes thing on my iPhone. I took notes down.
Okay.
Okay.
You said, by the way, you said it was a notebook, but anyway, continue.
Whatever! I said to myself, would a terrorist, assuming that this is the terrorist, you know, he's going to about to attack.
Okay, here's the scene.
Build it up a little bit, new style.
I'm going to build it up a little bit. Frank is frightened. And honestly, I think everybody after, you know, September 11th, the guy with the underwear and all that, all these fluke terrorist things after 9/11, they're a little bit on guard, a little bit more alert, and they're looking at everybody that passes them with a bit more of a discerning eye. And you have to figure, if somebody's going to perform a terrorist act, they're going to be milling about the airport waiting for the flight that they're going to cause harm on. So as Frank is sitting down, he's looking at everybody. And I guess you're trying to figure out, just by looking at what they're doing, things that they might or might
things
be eating,
doing,
might be looking
at,
whatever. And you're going to try to determine if this is the behavior
of a terrorist.
Exactly. So what are some of the things that you've scrawled into your greasy iPhone?
I saw an individual who looked a little shady pull a wedgie out of his asshole crack. So I said to myself, would a terrorist be pulling a wedgie out of his asshole crack? What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, are you thinking that they're so slick and so well-trained that they just would never have a bunched up set of underwear or something? What is it about picking underwear out of your ass?
You could assume that a terrorist would be reading the newspaper, correct?
I would say that a terrorist would, because that is a default maneuver to look like you're just waiting. To look like you're drawing no attention to yourself.
Would a terrorist go to the food court and purchase something and ask for a receipt?
Oh, definitely not. And, I mean, then again, you have to think, what type of terrorism? I mean, lately, it seems like the terrorists are going all for broke. If they're going to try something, try terrorism on an airplane, they're not going to come back from it anymore. It used to be in the 80s, they would try to, like, in the movies, you would see them hijack a plane and have hope for something happening where they could get money or whatever, and they could get someplace using this plane. Now it's, I'm going to get on the plane, and they want to do something bad. So you would say that somebody collecting a receipt for a fucking donut or a bagel or a coffee, probably not a terrorist. Although, Frank, what if it's all appearances? What if he's collecting the receipts just so everybody says, oh, he's getting a receipt.
He's
getting a receipt for that Jamba Juice.
You know what? You're onto something there.
There it is.
He's playing the part of just an everyday person doing everyday things.
They have camps. They have actual food court camps where they teach the prospective terrorists to collect receipts and argue about incorrect change.
Let me ask you this. Do you think a terrorist would comb his hair before such an event?
I don't know. I would assume if it got in his eyes. I mean, I don't care how serious you are. If hair gets in your fucking eyes, you're going to brush it back.
But would they care at that point?
Would they care? I think they want to look a little bit intimidating. I mean, I don't know. I would say my classic image of a terrorist, you know, is from the movies. It's usually a very menacing individual that has to make that big announcement that everybody next to him is fucked. And they can't look like a... You know, they have to look a little nice. I think, the occasional terrorist would comb their hair.
Would a terrorist hold the door open for someone?
No, I don't think they would.
Of course not!
You know what? Maybe they would. Maybe they fucking would. Why wouldn't they, Frank?
Because they don't give a shit.
They do. They're not dead yet.
Well,
Think about it this way. Does a butcher always cut the meat? People do their job when they're in their workplace. So a terrorist isn't going to be a dick to everybody until they're in terrorist mode. I guarantee you there are very sunny demeanored terrorists out there.
So you think those...
Yes, I think they're very good neighbors that shovel driveways and sidewalks and have fucking drinks on Friday nights. And then all of a sudden it's terrorist time and they're one workday ever. They have to be a dick to people. Because they're in the office. So I think they would hold the door for somebody. So beware. So now, Frank, pretty much, I'm going to guess that everything you have to say is some just really nervous thing. Someone around you was doing this, and you didn't know, and you wanted to be sure.
When I board the plane, I noticed there was a shady-looking individual. There was about maybe three or four shady individuals who came on board while I was already sitting down, all sitting in separate spots. I got that made me very nervous. I took a picture of one said individual and actually showed it to some people.
I gotta say,
well,
you racially profiled on that one. You racially profiled on that one. But I have to say, judging on past performance, you know, there's certain ethnicities that maybe shouldn't be sitting in what looks like strategic spots on a fucking plane. If you're coming on with four people, you know, take three and take one in the same row. Don't fuck around like that. But back to the door thing, one last thing about that, Frank.
Yes, sir.
If a guy is a dick and lets a door slam into somebody's face, that person is on blast. That person is going to be scrutinized. Everything they do to anybody who witnessed that is going to be visible. It's going to be watched, and it's going to be carefully looked at. A terrorist does not want to draw attention to themselves. That's what Ed just said here. Yeah, and I did. Steve the LARPer's calling me out because I said on blast. That's right. I'm sorry.
Oh, he called you out.
Ben Folds really lights it up. I'm getting a link here from our friend Barbara, who is saying how to spot a terrorist. There's an ehow.com article on how to spot a terrorist. Frank, would you like to learn how to spot a terrorist?
Of course!
You're going to burn that one out. You know what? I hope Ken Moorhead starts saying course.
You know, fuck Ken Moorhead and his fucking mixology classes.
Whoa! I don't understand. What's wrong? Why are you getting on Ken Moorhead right now? What's the problem?
I got my reasons.
What's the problem with you and Ken Moorhead?
I got my reasons.
It was 2 weeks ago. You're kissing his A's.
Yeah, well, he's going a little too deep for me. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'll say.
What do you mean going too deep?
Hey, he's getting a little too personal. That's all I'll say.
I mean, you probably are exchanging tweets back and forth.
A little bit here and there.
You are twitter.com/thegermfreak. He's twitter.com/KenMoorhead. You know, you converse. I'm sure it's friendly. You guys have exchanged pleasantries.
You think so?
I would think so.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
It could get a little uncomfortable. But listen, I don't want to go.
Why
there.
Are you, hey, Frank? I'm just checking your Twitter. Why are you? It seems every time you reference him, you mention the word alcoholic. I mean, maybe he has a problem. Why are you getting on him about this?
Well, I mentioned alcoholic after he mentioned something, so I'm not gonna go there. Unfortunately, I can't get to my Twitter quick enough.
Well, you know, he did go to Balls Deep University. Anyway, number one, how to spot a terrorist from ehow.com, a link sent to us from Abavada. Step one, Frank, pay attention to your surroundings at all time. Check. I think that you're pretty good at that. You've done that. Particularly during times of elevated terrorist alerts in densely crowded areas. Terrorism is most successful when it threatens a large number of people. Now, Frank, were there a lot of people milling about? I understand it's an airport, but was there an unusual amount of people crowding your immediate area? Yay? Nay?
Not more than usual.
Okay, then you were probably safe. Number two, remain distant from perceived threats. So when you see somebody not collecting a receipt, Frank, 500 feet away, keep them in eye shot. But don't get too close. Number three, notify appropriate law enforcement officials when you believe you spot activity that may threaten security. Now, would you have done that, Frank? If you saw somebody that you thought was a terrorist, would you contact the police and tell them? Would you find an official and tell them? Or would you be afraid that you're going to be perceived as someone who's racist because maybe that person happens to be of a certain ethnicity, and if they're not a terrorist, it looks like you're kind of just picking on that type of person? Which would you do? Sit silent and hope, or go and get help?
Wow, I would get help. What would you do?
I would just be asleep like I always am in the airport. I'm never awake in an airport. I hear the boom, we're now boarding rows, whatever, and then I wake up, and then I get on the plane, and I sleep, I feel the wheels hit the ground, and then I wake up again. Frank, I sleep through most of the entire trip and the waiting process. It's incredible. I highly recommend it, but the thing is, you'll never do it because you're nervous. So number four, leave the scene once you've notified others of your concern. Obviously, you're not just going to stick around and watch the guy be apprehended so he can look around and see who's gawking and clapping and fucking pumping his fist. Number five, look for individuals wearing baggy clothes. Frank, did you see a lot of individuals wearing baggy clothes going to Orlando?
I saw a lot of people wearing sweatpants. Sweatpants.
Yeah. Sweatpants, the sign of the terrorist. Or the bum. Number six, and the final step to pinpoint a terrorist from ehow.com. Report any luggage left unattended. You hear this all the time. They play it on loop. I've never seen one fucking bag left just alone, ever. I've seen tons of police dogs sniffing the corners and fucking water fountains and shit. I've never seen one bag left, ever. Ever. You said you know, like you're going to say something else. That's why
there was one. There was one bag. What are they? The luggage thing that the car is that I called carousel, I guess. One bag was just going around and around the carousel. Nobody was claiming it.
Was that nervous? Making you nervous?
Actually, it wasn't.
Jesus Christ! You know that's a kind of scary thing. Just check a bag and then don't go on the plane. Holy shit! That's fucking scary. Do you think people do that?
You play travel more than I do.
That's really fucking. I mean, is do you think that there's any safeguard that they have? They have to. They have to make sure that the people that check bags are getting on board, right?
I would assume so, Ken. I mean, I don't know. You're the expert.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm sorry. Ed McGrath says they can't do that. They take the bag off. Yes, there are safeguards. Yeah, I like how. Like how I think I just found a fucking hole in the system. Like they've never thought of this. Oh, they could just leave a bag on the plane. Yeah, okay. Anyway, Frank. So you basically spent your entire waiting time, your entire wait time before the flight, trying to pinpoint terrorists. That was what you did.
That was how I passed my time.
You ignored your children, your wife, and you
I did not ignore them. They were snug in their beds, in their seats.
And you viciously looked at people that were enjoying a Cinnabon and thought, this guy might blow up my fucking flight. Jesus. So, Frank.
So, we got there.
Oh, you got there. Nothing happened on
the
fucking
plane. Well, here's the problem I have on a plane. Since I'm not a traveled individual, well-traveled individual. I don't know what is normal and what is not normal when you're on a plane.
Well,
I don't know if a vibration or a jolt is normal or if I should start panicking or
you
not.
You felt jolts?
I felt a little jiggle here and there.
Dude, that is not normal.
Shut up, man.
You,
it's called
you're lucky,
my friend.
You're lucky to be alive. Then don't fucking act like you don't know what it is.
But I don't
you
know
what
too much
simp.
Turbulence is not enough. Is enough? Is too much? How do you know? At what point do you say to yourself, okay,
"Here's
this is
the here's
not
the trick"? Look at the flight attendants. If they're scared, be fucking scared. How about that? Look at the people
fuck
that are. Look at the people that are always on planes, and if they're frightened, then you should be fucking frightened.
Do you ever do that?
Yeah, I'm asleep the entire fucking time. If I'm ever in a deadly plane crash, I'm never going to know. I'm fucking asleep the entire time.
Now, if you're
by the way, I didn't sleep the entire ride or the entire trip coming back because I had to go to the bathroom. I had to use the airplane bathroom.
Yeah, so did yours truly.
What?
Hold on.
You don't even use the bathroom at a fucking Walmart or a Target or a diner or anything. But you're on
I
this fucking plane.
A public bathroom twice on this vacation, and one of them was on the plane. It was so bad.
Oh,
you know that
God.
Because I had drank coffee beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
And it made me urinate, and I had to get up and walk and do the whole fucking thing. Ugh. And they don't have male and female bathrooms there. It's all one. You can combine it.
Yeah, it's unisex.
Yeah. Boy. So I went in there. It wasn't as bad as I mean, obviously there was urine on the floor, and as the plane was moving, the urine was starting to drizzle into my shoe direction. It was starting to leak. You know, roll down the hill or whatever.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that bad. I obviously I didn't want to open the door to get out, so I just stood in there until somebody opened the door for me because I didn't want to touch the handle.
Wait, so you just sat in there?
I didn't sat, I standed.
You standed. So you stood in the bathroom until someone tried to open it on you.
Right. Well,
do you understand that that's like what people that want to be seen do? Like that people that have like their dick out and they get off when people see it like on accident? That's what they do. They just sit in the bathroom and wait. It's a really creepy thing to do. And I'll tell you right now, Frank, you weren't safe even in there. The cleanest thing you could have done was reach for that fucking knob and get out. Because I'll tell you, 50% of the time, and literally 50% of the time, I fucking counted, Pristine, I don't even open the lid.
What?
I don't even open the lid in a fucking plain bathroom.
I don't. You mean because
I'm so.
What do you mean, lid?
What I said was I fucking sleep the entire flight.
Oh.
So I'm very groggy.
What do you want? You said it, very, very out of it.
I'm very groggy. I get in there, and I throw it out, and I just fucking let it go.
Let me ask you a question.
You know that puddle that was sloshing on the floor?
Yeah.
That was put into place by someone like me.
Okay.
Don't even bother. Just on the mirror, in the little makeshift sink, on the little mock changing table or whatever.
Let me ask you a question. If your plane was about to go down and you were with your chick, your girlfriend, Amanda, and you were sleeping.
Wow, you're not even trying for that anymore. Okay.
You were sleeping. Would you want her to wake you up before the plane crashed, or would you want to just let her let you sleep?
Oh, Amanda, don't let me miss my certain scary, frightening death. Wake me up before so I can be thoroughly fucking scared as my last memory, you fucking dope.
Say it's the opposite. Say your girlfriend was sleeping and you were up. Would you want to say a last goodbye and have her reawake, or would you let her sleep?
I would let her sleep. I'd maybe give her a peck on the head or on the lips or something like that. And if she woke up, she woke up. But you don't wake somebody up so they can be fucking frightened as their last fucking memory. The fuck are you going to do?
Nothing. You hear what happened to that Ethiopian airliner?
No, I didn't hear what happened.
Went right in the ocean, right after takeoff, right in the water.
Nice. Nice. The Ethiopians that were able to afford anything.
No, it's a big joke, isn't it?
We're punished. We're punished by having money in that country that they were fucking launched into the ocean. How fucking terrible is that? Listen, don't fucking stop me because you think I'm making a senseless joke, you fucking asshole. Listen to what I'm saying. It's a fucking tragic thing. Just try and put the fucking words together in your brain. Other than worrying about your fucking shoes getting wet. As you're standing in the bathroom. Did you utilize the sink? After you took a...
No, I did not.
Was it a shit or a piss?
A piss? You think I'm going to shit in the bathroom?
Frank, I got to tell you, the only reason I got up, because I was in a middle seat.
You took a dump? You took a dump on the plane?
I had to shit before getting up.
There's not even any water in the fucking toilet. It would just stick there. It goes down a tube.
Let me tell you something. It was a doozy. If I had cell phone reception, I would have fucking tumbled it. I would have put it on duties.tumblr.com. This was award-winning, fucking, just intense. The worst one I've ever seen in my life.
Did you sit on the toilet?
Frank, it looked like a first baseman's glove. A fucking dark brown first baseman's glove sitting in there. I closed the lid. I did my best to flush. But I had to go. I didn't want to go. I had to. I physically could not hold it any longer. I woke up from having to go to the bathroom, and I heard, we have just about an hour more. I'm like, I can't fucking hold it an hour. So I had to ask the guy who was clutching his too big to go under the fucking seat in front of him carry-on. For some reason, the older you are, the more your carry-on resembles a fucking portable cooler that you'd bring to the fucking beach. Why is it that it looks more and more boxy? You should just have a fucking messenger bag or some kind of bag you just tuck away. But now this guy has to clutch it like it's got crystals in it. Like it's got some kind of valuable fucking gemstones. And this asshole looked at me like I'm doing him a disservice by making him fucking get into the aisle and move. I have to shit. Do you want me to shit in your precious fucking ice chest, you fucking relic? I'll fucking fart the dust off you, Pops. Don't fuck with me. I had this shit, so I did.
Okay, we get it.
Are you fucking stopping me in my tracks, Frank?
Because, I think people are...
Because let me tell you something.
People are tired of hearing about your
shit. Let me tell you something right now. If you think you're going to stop me in my tracks now, save it to when you always do it at the end of the show. How about that?
Let's go for it.
Fucking douche. So...
So anyway...
So you had to use the bathroom. You waited for somebody to get you out of there, to spring you from the bath. From the toilet.
Right.
Then what?
And then I just went back to my seat and resumed with the plane and the trip. It wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't that much of eventfulness on the plane other than
that. So would you ever shit in a bathroom again? Would you ever go to the airplane bathroom ever again?
If I had to, of course.
So let me ask you something right now. The bathroom that you used in the plane or the bathroom at a McDonald's, you have to crap.
On the plane.
You would choose the plain bathroom. Now, yes. Why is that so much more comfortable for you? Why would you choose
because
that over a bathroom with running water?
You're having people who can afford airline tickets as opposed to somebody who can afford a McDonald's Big Mac.
That's a very, very good point. Frank, would a terrorist eat a Big Mac?
I think they would, but they would hold the cheese.
You know what? That's actually a very intelligent observation. There are a lot of foreign countries where that are populated with people that can't tolerate lactose.
Of course!
So if you see somebody holding the cheese on anything they order, I'd be wary. So your flight went off without a hitch.
Right.
You landed in Orlando.
We literally went to the hotel room. You know, obviously it's difficult for me. I didn't sleep in the bed. I slept in the lobby.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I just said to your usual craziness, and I didn't really realize what I was dismissing with the I don't care. You said you didn't sleep in the bed at your hotel?
No, of course not.
Why wouldn't you?
Not only that,
you said you slept in the lobby?
I slept in the lobby. I didn't sleep in the bed. I slept in the lobby. One night I slept on the table in the room because we had like a little kitchenette. I slept on the table.
Well, there's too much here that I have to pick apart, Frank.
Yes. A lot of people ask me.
Hold on.
Yes.
Frank, you slept in the lobby.
I slept in the goddamn lobby, yes.
Where in the lobby did you sleep?
On the chairs. They have nice cushioned chairs there.
Frank,
but let me tell you
Frank,
my theory.
Frank,
yes!
This is the problem with your whole thing. Okay, go ahead with your theory.
Here's my fucking theory, fuckface.
Okay.
People say to me, why would you go in and first of all, you know I'm not going to sleep in the bed because I'm not going to put my legs underneath the sheets where somebody's legs and feet was. It's disgusting. Okay? They're rolling around rubbing their feet in the sheets. I'm not going to put my feet in the same sheets. Okay? So, let me tell you what I did. People say to me, oh, well, why don't you sleep on the chair in the room? And this came across my head, okay? I said to myself, somebody is more likely to sit in their underwear or naked in a chair inside the hotel room than they are to sit naked or in their underwear in the lobby.
So that's
correct or not correct?
Is that your theory?
Yes. So that's why. Shut up. Let me finish. That's why I slept in the lobby.
Okay.
Because it's a very slim chance that anybody sat in their underwear or in their bacon nut cheeks in the lobby.
In their what? You said bacon nut cheeks. What the fuck? What the fuck is a bacon nut sheet?
Their naked butt cheeks. Somebody is more likely to sit with their naked butt cheeks on a chair inside the room than they are to sit in the lobby. So that's the reason I sat in the lobby.
Okay.
Although there may be more people sitting in the lobby chair than the hotel room chair, they're less likely to have their naked butt cheeks on.
Okay, now Frank Face Magoo, I would like to ask you to recall a minute ago when you said that the reason you would prefer the airport or the airplane bathroom is because people have paid.
That's right.
The people that can afford it use that bathroom, right? A hotel lobby is open to the public. And I don't know about you, Frank, but there are a lot of homeless that can just go into a hotel lobby at fucking 2 a.m. and chill out for a little bit in the fucking chairs that you rested and nestled your little bald fucking head on.
Let me tell you
put your bald head on a homeless fucking... Fart.
I don't know about you, but my name, I don't go to Comfort Inns and Quality Inns like you do.
Where did you go?
Star. I went to a very upscale hotel on the actual grounds, okay, of the Disney World. That's how I roll.
That's how you roll. So now you're going to act as though you're some kind of baller, and yet you slept in the lobby.
Right. I slept in the lobby.
I wonder if people vacuumed around you.
I want you to admit.
Frank, you are passed out. You're passed out in a lobby chair, and people are fucking vacuuming an outline around you. You're a fixture at that point.
I want you to admit that I have a point.
You don't have a point.
Please shut your trap and let me finish.
You asked me to
admit. Would you or not agree that people are more likely to be sitting naked or in their underwear in the room than they are in a lobby? Would you at least admit to that?
I agree with that, yes.
Fuck you!
Frank, but they don't... anybody can sit in that fucking chair. Anybody could be... And anybody has been in that chair. At least it's only paying customers in the hotel room. And I got news for you, Frank. I got news for you. If any dirtiness is going to go on, it's probably on the bed. It's probably on the bed. And you said you slept in the table in the room.
The kitchen table, yes.
I guarantee someone like Ed the Whoremaster McGrath is having distance competitions on that kitchen table just to see how far he could push his ejaculate. Because it's a smooth, dark surface. You can really see the contrast. Fucking jizzing where you had Feets in the Sheets is killing me right now. I'm sorry. My whole fucking night is ruined.
I don't have my feet in the sheets with somebody else's feet in the sheets.
316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. That's the number to call if you want to call the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
And now it's time for another episode of The Inconsistent Germaphobe.
Yes.
You know, I'm sick of people like that calling in. Yeah. And this guy sounds like he's from fucking California or some fairyland like
that.
He
does. He does. He hung up, though. He got out what he needed to get out.
You know what? I'm sick of that. You know, whatever. I gave you my theory. Frank. And my theory. And you know what? Ed McGrath, who has stayed at more hotels than either you or me, admit that I had a point there. Ed, if you don't deny it. You admit that I had a point there, Ed.
But Frank, the point is that you're fucking insane. You paid for this room and you didn't use the room. Do you understand?
My family slept in it.
Why don't you just book three people and then just fucking drop them off there and just hang out in the lobby for the rest of the trip? You could probably save some more fucking money.
Within the same course.
Just find a little corner behind a fucking ficus and leave your clothes there. Hang them up in the bathroom and live like a
I'll tell you one thing.
The
lobby chair was a lot more comfortable than the room in the hotel, so I will say that.
Well, first of all, it's not more comfortable because you were on a table.
No,
in
that
the
was
room.
One night I was on a table. Yeah. Let me tell you, I wasn't lying on the table. I just had my head resting on the table, and I was sitting in the chair. You know, I wasn't like actually lying on the
table. Then what's the difference? Why go through? Why formulate this fucking theory if you're going to sit in the chair anyway? I don't know.
Because I realized it after the fact. I woke up
because
in the morning.
You are the inconsistent germaphobe.
Go scratch your ass.
So you didn't get any good sleep. Your wife and children probably had the best sleep ever because you were fucking out of their goddamn hair.
Right.
Enjoying themselves. And I'm guessing that this was the theme of your entire vacation. You ruined it for everybody.
I didn't ruin it. No. We had a great time. Wonderful time, and I enjoyed it very much, and that's pretty much it. But I did notice several things on the vacation, and I was wondering if I could get them tell you about it.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I noticed, of course, that you know, everybody's obviously nice on vacation. You know, everybody's saying good morning and holding the door for you and blah 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 blah. But we were on a food plan, a meal plan, if you will. And the meals were included. Two meals a day or something. I don't know what the fuck was included. So what I would do is, even if I knew I wasn't going to eat, I would still get the food and just throw it out because I was paying for it anyway.
Oh, so you had a meal plan and you,
right.
You figured, I mean, that's smart. I would do that.
You would get the food and just throw it out yourself?
I mean, I would order it and take it to them, yeah.
Okay.
You're paying for it. Fucking hit them in the pocket.
I noticed that, you know, obviously it's Disney World, so you get the funny hats with the ears. And, you know, you see these big, burly guys and adults wearing these hats. And, you know, I don't care if it is.
Frank?
Yes.
Did you get a hat? Did you get a Mickey Mouse hat?
Of course not. Of course not. I'm an adult. What I don't understand is, you know, people, I don't care where you're at, if it's Disney World, the Land of Fantasy or whatever, you look silly wearing these hats. It's just,
I agree.
You would never wear a hat like that, would you?
If I was an 8-year-old, yes, I would. Now that I'm an adult, I would never be caught dead wearing a fucking set of Mickey Mouse ears. Even the argument of saying, well, it's Disney World, and I'm enjoying myself. Why are you purchasing it forever? Are you going to always be at Disney World? Or are you going to be the zany guy at the office talking about how great Florida was? You look like a fucking jerk-off eating your fucking sausage links as fucking princesses walk around and fucking... half-heartedly wave to your table.
And you know what? Look, speaking of the princesses, we went to the princess breakfast. And, you know, the Disney characters, they don't talk.
No,
obviously,
because
they don't want to break the you know, they're not going to be able to sound exactly like the people on the movie, so they don't talk.
Yeah.
But Minnie Mouse and Donald Duck's girlfriend, Dappy Duck or Daffy Duck, whatever
the
hell
Daffy it is. Ducky.
Daffy,
yeah,
Daffy Ducky. Ducky Duck.
Yeah.
Or, no,
you have
Daisy
you have a real handle on the fucking cartoon
Daisy
ducks.
Duck. They gave kissing sounds like this. through their mask. And I think that they were breaking the rules there, if you know what I'm saying.
Frank, if you could, now listen to me. If you could, would you let Minnie Mouse in costume jerk you off with her four-fingered glove?
You know, that's come on. But speaking of dicks, I will say this.
What?
I only showered twice on vacation. The reason I showered twice on vacation is, as you know, it's very difficult. And believe me, I'm a guy who showers every single day of my life. The reason I showered twice is because it's difficult for me to go in a shower stall where naked men were standing. By the end of the trip, my dick smelled so bad I could smell through my fucking jeans.
You could smell through the fucking pants?
I could smell my dick.
What?
My fucking pants. I had my pants and I could smell my dick.
And you act like everybody else is the problem. Stigma.
I could have made mayonnaise, for Christ's sake.
Oh, it's fucking disgusting. And why do you act like everybody else is the problem when you have fucking cheese? You have fucking Baby Bell cheeses under your fucking hood. You fucking disgusting man. You sit in a chair and it's ruined. You can't act as though the average man who was on fucking Space Mountain sitting in a chair is ruining your trip when you have fucking a dick you can smell through the fucking jeans.
It was so bad. It was vile. It was vile. It was just awful. I couldn't wait to go home from the plane trip and just scrub my dick. It was so bad. It stunk so bad.
Was it so bad that you considered trying to wash it on the plane?
No. I was just waiting, letting it build up so I can get the good smell when I got home.
The good smell?
It was. Did your dick ever stink?
I'm sure it has, Frank, but never through the fucking pants. I mean, you play sports or something like that. You get pretty sweaty. You're pretty gross. You fucking have some sex. You jerk off a couple times. Maybe in a hot summer's night. Never through the fucking jeans. Ever. That's fucking foul. You were on the level of homeless stink. You really were. You should have had a cup with a button and 7 pennies in front of you as you were fucking judging people for wearing Mickey Mouse ears and sitting on lobby chairs in their fucking dirty pants. Frank, that is gross. Gross. And your wife. Good thing you didn't sleep with your wife. You probably would have come back from Florida with no wife. Divorced. In the happiest place on earth. So the princess breakfast, Frank, did Mulan wrinkle up her nose as she walked past your fucking crotch?
No. Princess breakfast was the first morning, so I wasn't stinking so bad. But let me tell you this. Just a couple quick things. I don't want to drag it out. I noticed that all the rides have orientation rooms before they take off. You have to sit in this room and listen to an instructional video about the ride, and it's a fucking bore and a half. Also, I noticed that after every ride, you have to, in order to exit the ride, you have to walk through a gift shop related to the ride.
Yes.
And when you have 3 little kids, it's almost impossible not to buy anything.
Did you? Did you cave?
No, I did not cave.
Wow.
I'm a man.
So did they get a little bit pouty? A little upset?
A little bit. But you know, they got their souvenirs and whatnot, so, you know, whatever.
I see.
Let me just try and remember if there's anything else. I think that's pretty much wrapped it up. One last thing I would like to mention. Actually, 2 things. Ed the Masturbator McGrath told me that if I go to Orlando, I have to go to a pizza place called Giordano's. He says the best pizza in the world, blah,
now, hold
blah.
Hold on. Yes. Is this the same Giordano's from Chicago?
Yes, it is.
Best pizza I've ever had.
Okay.
I loved it. By the way, on the phone right now, Ed the Whoremaster, world traveler, McGrath. How you doing, buddy?
Hi.
What's up?
That was a weird...
Are you in Phoenix now?
No, that's Friday. I'm in Boston right now.
Wow.
Okay, listen to me. Ed told me that I have to go to this place, this Giordano's place. Hyman and Horn, I got to go there, and he said he would be disappointed if I didn't go there. Okay.
So Ed, Frank asked you, and you insisted that he went there.
I insisted. I told him there'd be a physical altercation if he didn't go.
Okay, so Frank, you just drove. What, did you take the rental car down there?
No, it cost me $100 in cab fare alone just to get to this fucking place.
Wow.
$50 each way. Okay? $50 fucking dollars each way. Pardon?
Did this not include the trip to Universal?
No, this was just getting to the fucking pizzeria, you prick. $50 fucking dollars each way, you fuckface.
Oh, you got taken. Okay? Frank, you were taken.
It's called Downtown Disney, my friend.
Oh, Wow, excuse me, I didn't know about the mean streets.
I'm gonna cut to the chase here, okay? I went to the place, ordered the pizza, had it. My opinion of it sucked. Sucked cock. Pizza Uno is way better. It was fucking mush. It was pizza soup, for Christ's sake. I want you to give me my money for the cab, and I want you to give me my money for the pizza. It sucked, McGrath.
Can I send you a check?
Yes! It blew! It was a waste of my fucking time! And I'm sorry I put my family through that!
Do you realize that you spent $100 to get a pizza in Florida?
More than that!
You fucking idiot! You fucking dope!
For the pizzas!
You paid... Holy shit. It's Florida, you fucking asshole! It's not known for pizza.
The pizza was awful! It was fucking soup! I even took a picture of it and put it on Germ Freak on...
Oh, you did? I didn't see it.
My whatever it's called.
Your Twitter.
Oh, no, I didn't put a pizza. I sent a picture to him, but I'll put a picture on Twitter. I don't
put it on there. Twitter.com/TheGermFreak.
Listen.
So Giordano's in Florida, not your pizza.
Pizza Uno, 100 times better. I'm disappointed in you, Ed, and I want my money back.
Well, I even
texted Ken on vacation. I said, Ken, is it worth it for me to make a special trip to go to the Giordano's?
You didn't say you'd have to spend $100, you fucking simpleton. I said, I replied to you, I said, is it the same one in Chicago? And you said, yes. I said, then yeah, you should probably go and try it. And I didn't act as though it was the greatest thing on earth, because I realized it's Florida. You don't go to fucking Florida for pizza, but if it happened to be there, maybe it would be decent.
No, it is the same pizza. It is the same. I've had them in both places.
So
I don't understand how you couldn't like that, Frank.
And the pizza I had in Chicago couldn't be... Describe this soup. What you say soup, Frank? What are you talking about?
It was just watery mush.
Watery mush does not
watery mush.
Does
I'm
not describe what I had.
Okay, I'm posting a picture, and I'm going to post this picture.
Are you posting
and I want
it
you to
now?
Be honest. I'm posting it. Just give me 30 seconds, and tell me the truth. Tell me if you think this pizza looks appetizing. I'm sending it now on my Twitter.
Okay, so it's twitter.com/thegermfreak. And it's not there yet, but it will be.
It will be there momentarily.
There it is. All right, I'm looking at this.
Be honest.
Okay. All right. That looks very bad.
Thank you! $150 fucking dollars for that, you fuck, Ed.
That does look very watery, but it looks like a close attempt. I mean...
It was fucking tomato soup, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, you didn't get a good one. You didn't get a good one. That is not what I had. You saw the pictures of what I had, Frank, right?
Of course.
Did it look like that?
Of course not.
So
pizza
you can
Uno
see
better.
You can't say that because you've had this fucking Alligator Alley bullshit, fucking Gainesville.
Ed,
I don't know where the fuck
it was. I want my
money.
I want you to reimburse me for the cab fare and for the pizza itself.
Yeah, I'll send you out a check.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know, Frank. It's fucking terrible. Twitter.com/thegermfreak. It looks like cat yak. It looks like a cat threw up and placed olives very neatly on one slice. What's with the half olives, Frank?
I enjoy olives. My boy doesn't like olives.
So why... You know, make a fucking decision. I fucking hate...
We can't decide to go half olives.
I hate half toppings. Go all out. Pick something you like and fucking go with it. If she doesn't like olives, guess what? Get two pizzas or don't get fucking olives. Or tell her to eat the fucking olives or pick them out. I can't stand a half fucking topping pie. I don't know why. I've never had bagels with half toppings. That is, unless someone cuts them wrong and leaves the fucking untoppinged lower half. As I've discussed ad nauseum. I will no longer discuss that because I don't need to become upset. I don't need to become upset. Frank, I'm upset already. I need to take a break.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to let you know that I'm an aspiring rapper. DJNewStyleShow.com. We'll be right back on Hear Us Talk. Frank, what is Hear Us Talk, by the way? It's the thing you do with your... And the... Okay. Thank you. Holy shit.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude.
That's why we might as well take our time. Hello, and thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show on HearUsTalk.com. Please tune in to all of our other fine programming, such as Best in Show Radio. They're live every Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
I was on another whole plateau. I've moved into some other new area when I'm passing logs through my butt that are probably, I'm going to say 4 inches in diameter. 3.5 to 4 inches in diameter.
Can you not say logs? Because I don't want you to make this conversation gross.
Also, every Friday night, check out The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30 a.m.
And then also, a woman's menzies.
Menzies? What are you, 80 years old?
Wait, she's just sitting there bleeding? Or
it's just blood coming out of the vagina, trickling.
Drip.
What did you call it?
Menzies.
It's like what old people call it. What the hell is wrong with you?
So be sure to keep tuning in to the DJ New Style Show, Best in Show, and The What Show. Hear us talk. Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet.
The DJ New Style Show.
Okay, I'd like to get a little hardcore. Excuse me, gather around, I'm speaking. Please, give me the common courtesy of some attention. Alright, thank you. I got a cockapoo! I got a cockapoo! I got a cockapoo! My dog's a cockapoo! He's half white, he's half black, like fucking Barack. I don't give a shit because he never yaps, he yaks in his cage. I feed him and then he barks with rage. Sometimes I gotta turn a page and then punch him in the snout because he got a sock in his goddamn teeth. And I need that shit back. I don't need to wash dog puke off my shirt. Bitch, I'm gonna punch you in the snout and it'll hurt when I gotta express the anal glands. He got fucking paws, he don't have feet and hands. He's a dog, but he's still a man. I'm talking about Teddy, now recognize and understand. I got a cockapoo! I got a cockapoo! I got a cockapoo! My dog's a cockapoo! Furry and fluffy and so nice to touch. Yeah, I could've named him Rex the Dutch, a rover to get over with the ladies, but I named him Teddy. So fuck you, he's from the 80s, but he's back now, only a year old. He'll never leave you cold or never leave you warm. He just fucking bites you in the face and does no harm. Because he's full of fucking charm, he'll take his dick and then put it in your mouth. Why? Because he wants you to go south. He's got his balls cause he just hasn't been fixed. Because Teddy's all about finding bitches and sticking dicks. Cause I got a cockapoo! Nigga, I got a cockapoo! What? I got a cockapoo! Yes! That year-old puppy I have is a cockapoo. Thank you. You can go back to doing whatever it is you were doing. This concludes my important message. And let it be known that I do, to this day, got a cockapoo.
Supermarché. Ananas.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. That's DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to our podcast. Follow our Twitters, Facebook, things, videos. A whole lot of goodness from me and this bald douche named Germ Freak. Bald friend.
Hey, what's up?
Bald. Just definitely bald. DJNewStyleShow.com. The number to call if you want to call the show, the DJ New Style Show. 316-768-4472. Did you have a good break, Frank? Did you? Because I did.
I got myself a Diet Pepsi.
I got a cockapoo. So I had a trip as well. I went to Seattle. I took a shit on a plane. Thank you very much. That's it. Frank, the reason we went over there is because Amanda, who you already exposed to be my girlfriend, you can't do the game twice. She has a 3-month-old niece, a brother, and a sister-in-law, and we wanted to visit them.
So we went to Seattle. We've only been there one other time. We've done all the touristy things. The goal in our few days there was to just eat good food, to eat at nice places and all that. Her brother did a great job, and we stayed at his house. Now, Frank, I've never even seen his house before. Very nice place. They have it put together very well. And this is the first time I'm there, and it's time for me to take a shower. And as I'm taking the shower, I notice the tub is filling up, and I look down and I see the little plug in the tub shower. So I go and I pull it up, and the entire thing comes out, and I notice that, oh, there's a knob I should have turned. So now I'm spending my entire fucking shower trying to figure out how to fit this thing back in. It looks as though I've broken it. I didn't clean myself at all because I spent about an hour in the fucking shower using up all their hot water. And just before the end of it, I got the thing in there. I didn't have time to clean myself because I've already been in there so long. I just made an excuse about being tired from the plane. But I fixed it so I wasn't caught. So I was potentially in a bad position.
Okay. You were in there for an hour. First of all, why couldn't you have shut the water off and do this? Why'd you have to keep the water on?
Because I wanted to make it seem as though I was just showering rather than just hanging out in the bathroom. You know, letting him wonder, like, well, okay, what's he up to in there? What's going okay. on?
And you said you didn't have time to wash. Okay, you couldn't have taken 30 more extra seconds just to soap yourself up and rinse yourself real quick? I don't understand that you didn't have time to wash.
I washed most of myself, but I didn't get to finish. I didn't get to do, my face, stuff like that.
So you didn't wash your face? Isn't that the first thing you're supposed to wash?
I wash it last, Frank.
Have to wash your face first.
I wash it last. How about that? I've got face wash. I don't need to live by your. God. I don't need to live by your archaic barred soap rules. I wash my asshole first with the bar soap, and then I go for the face wash.
I use the same bar soap on my asshole that I do on my face.
And then the next time you take a shower, you're wiping fucking ass pubes all over your eyelids. Congratulations. I must be a fucking terrible person for not wanting to put a shitty bar soap on my eyes. So. That's not the end of my troubles in their bathroom, Frank. I noticed their toilet was flushing a little slow after my first shit that I took there. And believe me, we ate a lot of Asian food. I took a lot of shits. Around shit number three, day two, the shit does not go down.
And you take some hefty shits.
Not as bad as the plane, but this one would medal. It would place in the top four. Of shits I've ever taken, and it's not going down. So now I'm panicking, because what do you do? I'm embarrassed already. I've never been there. I just want to be an easy guest. I don't want to make too many waves. I've already almost broken their shower, and now my leafy and shredded carrot shit is not going down the bowl. So I'm thinking, okay, if I could just get this shit down somehow. And never shit in their house for the rest of the trip, I'll be in the clear. So I take their toilet brush. I took the toilet brush and I tried to plunge it, kind of get some action going with that. And it kind of worked. It worked. The shit went away. I cleaned the toilet brush and put it back. It turns out, Frank, the next day I had to shit. I shit in there. Nothing works. I was in there for an hour and a half. Trying to flush. I tried everything. I was down on my hands and knees, just halfway flushing, gently letting the water in there just to let it fill up and go, oh, I think a little more went in that time. I think a little more went in that time. And then I realized I've been in the bathroom an hour and a half. I surrendered. I had to go out there as he's playing with his baby who just fell asleep. I had to go and ask him for a fucking plunger.
Were you like building your confidence up in order to ask him for the plunger, or were you nervous about it, or? Did you try to get
Of course!
Did you try to get your girlfriend's attention and say, listen, I got a problem here.
She's in the other room. And you know what? If I exited the bathroom, he would see me. So I can't just keep going in and out of his bathroom.
So his reaction when you asked for a plunger?
I had to... First of all, I had to mouth the words because the baby was sleeping. In their house, they are very good about not waking the baby up. The baby sleeps through the night. Oh. They're very good about it. They're very good. So I had to mouth the words, and make like a little gesture, like I'm holding a plunger with my hand. I go, plunger. He goes, what? I said, your toilet's clogged. I need a plunger. And he kind of just looked at me, and his like expression went completely blank. He put the child down. He went to his basement, handed me the plunger, and says, don't worry, I guess I've done that sometime too. Not like, oh, don't worry, it's just the toilet. And he's like, nah, I guess that's happened to me sometime. Like, I have such a terrible digestive system. I ruin bathrooms. I couldn't have felt worse. But the plunger worked like a charm, Frank. I put about two more shits through that bitch before the trip was over.
And when you plunged it, was there feces in the bowl when you were plunging it?
Yes.
So you were smushing the feces.
Where am I going to put it? In a fucking toolbox? Where am I going to put it? It's got to go down the drain.
How'd you take the feces off of this plunger? Did you swish it around in toilet bowls?
You swish it in the water. But the problem was, Frank, that this was the second time. Okay? The first time that the toilet brush worked, okay? So naturally, the second time, I figure I try the toilet brush. This is before I'm asking for the plunger, before I've surrendered. So I grab the toilet brush, and I see dry shit on it. I didn't clean it well enough. There were food particles on this thing.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, well, whatever, I'm going to have to clean it anyway. And I wham, jam it in, it didn't work. And then I made sure that I absolutely got everything off the brush. And I didn't have another problem. The rest was smooth sailing. Enjoyed some fine coffee. Some fine Thai food. I had Vietnamese soup that's spelled pho, but pronounced pho. I'm not a foodie, Frank, but I like food. I don't know. You don't like Asian food for some reason.
I love Asian food.
Well, you don't like fish, right?
I don't like fish, no.
You don't like fish. No. So you don't like shrimp either, because that's
I don't like any fish, my friend.
You're missing out. You are missing out.
I guess so.
Went to a few bakeries, ate some delicious pastries. I learned how they were made. Very interesting. Went to the zoo, and when I'm at the zoo, I like to look at the aggressive animals, stare them down, and make noise. Every time I'm at a zoo, I must look like a gigantic asshole, because I'm the person just making fucking animal noises that don't even exist. Look, he looked at me. He looked at me. I'm a fucking lion whisperer. Look. Just to get the attention of a sloth bear, whatever the fuck a sloth bear is. I just make all these fucking noises, and I'm an asshole, and I get the sense that nobody wants me around when I'm at the zoo, but I'm having fun, Frank. It's okay. No other real waves. I mean, the flight back, actually the flights were problematic. The only real problems happened on the flight, but the flight there and back. When we were people watching as well before we left, Frank, but we didn't try to profile terrorists like you did. The brief instance that I was awake before leaving, Amanda saw a person wearing a fur bomber jacket eating a chocolate-covered banana. Just standing there with his hand in his fur bomber jacket and eating the chocolate banana. She thought it was pretty funny. Took a picture of him. The guy looked at her and then walked away. So she's thinking, oh, I wonder what if he knew that I was taking a picture of him. I kind of tried to make it look like I was taking a picture of something behind him or whatever. And I said, oh, whatever. You know, you'll never see that guy again. As it turns out, Frank, the person that sat next to her on the flight was the fur bomber jacket guy.
Oh!
She had the middle seat. He had the window. He threw the fur bomber jacket at her and said, hey, take care of this for me. She caught it and dropped it on his seat. He proceeded to read several pornography magazines next to her.
You're kidding, right?
I swear to God. He's like, don't mind me. Elbow, like, in her arm. Don't mind me. I'm just reading this for the articles. Wow, you're the first
I'm assuming they were upscale porno. They weren't like, you know, trash. There was
something classy. Maybe he probably had a swank, something like that. Maybe a swank or a blacktail or something. I don't know. But he was reading them, and I didn't think that that's something that people did. I mean, I guess you can do that, but I didn't think that's something that you could just ever have the balls to do. Just
I have never.
I'm going to look at fucking centerfolds while I'm sitting there, and you're enjoying your V8 or whatever.
Have you ever purchased a pornography magazine in your entire life?
Yeah,
well, I never have.
I have. It's a fucking filthy experience. You go to the place where you usually buy Gatorades, but today is something different. No, I'd like those plastic wrapped magazines that are behind you in the shelf.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? The way I do that is I look for one that for a clerk that doesn't speak English that well.
Right, so they won't judge you because you think they're beneath you.
I don't think he's beneath me. I just think that he's more into it as a business and right, isn't gonna really make a big deal about, you know, me coming in during the day to get a sandwich for lunch and then me coming in at night to find jerk off material.
Okay,
haven't done this in a while. Maybe done it twice in my life. I don't make a big habit out of it. The internet is fantastic, Frank.
Big game this weekend.
What are you talking about?
Big, nice football game, man.
You are talking game. About the NFL.
I'm talking about the National Football League.
Oh, okay. So you watched, you're trying to get me to believe that you watched the games. Which games did you watch, Frank?
I didn't get a chance to watch the game, but I noticed things.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Don't listen to me, you stupid all. Take some of my jacket from me. I'm going to read these into a Frank magazine.
I can't understand you. I'm sorry. I know I just blew everything you said, but I really could not fucking understand you. Holy shit.
You can't hear a word I said. I said, take my jacket from me, you stupid ghost in the hall, when I read my pornographic magazines.
Oh, I understand now. Okay. I'm going to just hang up. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. That's what we call in the world, we call that an impression. Now, Frank, well,
the reason I'm bringing up the football game, and listen, I know that it was a football game, and I get it, okay? But it's not necessary for everybody to give a fucking play-by-play on Twitter.
It's fucking
every
annoying.
2 seconds.
It's fucking, oh, they made it to the 20! Tweet! It's the worst. Just watch the fucking game.
Right.
Why do you need to make...
Everybody else is watching it. You don't have to sit there and put your 2 cents in. But yeah. But I
did notice that you made some posts.
I filed up a little shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you did like to stir a little bit of shit.
Stirred up a little shit with a little fellow.
Little fellow.
I mentioned his name. I'm sure he's not listening.
Why don't you mention his name?
His name is Neo is God.
Neo.
Mm. Okay.
Uh-oh. I said, looks like Neo's going to be in the barrel today.
Yes, well, he already is in the barrel. He lives in the barrel. But listen to me.
His rib cage.
He's not going to be. He's not listening anyway. But in other words, you know, he's rooting for his team and everything. And I just put in there, you know, okay, I understand, I get it. There's football on today. Big whoop-de-doo. So then Neo is God says, don't fucking whine. Season is almost over. You'll have your boring TV back soon. And then I quipped. The Jets lost because the owner's daughter died. Now, as you know, the Jets' daughter was engaged to Kila Tequila.
Engaged to who?
Kila Tequila. And she
Kila,
died.
Kila Tequila?
Kila Tequila.
Yeah.
And she died, the daughter. So I think that the owner was so distraught that he didn't care if his team won or not.
Yeah, because the owner is the one calling the plays and actually running the ball. Frank, is that what you would call a classy tweet or a scumbag tweet?
It's a scumbag tweet, but I was trying to get under people's skins.
Yeah, and you get, like the family of the girl who died. Really good job. Really rile them up.
He says, listen, you bald fuck. Don't you dare disrespect the Jets players or the staff. They've done more in their life than you. Then I said, the Jets do not have the heart to win. Now, when you say somebody doesn't have the heart, that really gets to the fan. I says, they don't have the heart to win.
That is a key word that football fans like to use, heart.
Right.
And fortitude. They all of a sudden pull these words out whenever somebody fucking jumps high or goes for 10 yards and scores. He had heart, that guy. He had heart. He walked 10 yards from his car to a fucking Safeway. Didn't have heart then. Because he did it on the field, he had heart. Go ahead.
So then I said, the Jets... choked just like the Patriots did 2 years ago. You remember that game with the Patriots?
Yes,
choked?
I do. And the thing is, you don't. I know you didn't watch any of these fucking games.
I don't know nothing about football. I'm simply going to Wikipedia and trying to find. I don't even know who played in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
You're a fucking school marm. You don't know shit about shit, and you shouldn't be talking about fucking sports. It's fucking irritating. You're a goddamn fucking.
I'm just going into Wikipedia and I'm finding, you know, trivia and little nuggets of information I can throw into him.
Yeah.
So then he says, Neo's God says, "Are we really going to do this, you no talent jizz bucket? Go do some non-existent work and leave the tweeting to the big boys."
Yeah, son.
I said at 3'8", certainly you're not putting yourself in the big boy category. You know he's only 3'8" tall.
I didn't know, and I wouldn't have brought that to his attention, because I'm pretty sure he knows.
He said at least the Jets and the fans believe in something. You do. What do you believe in? And other shit like that. And it just went on and on.
He actually corrected you. He said 4'8". He's 4'8".
Oh, he's 4'. Okay, I apologize. Then I said, oh, yeah, like, that's something to brag about. And it just went on and on. But, you know, people get so angry and grumpy.
Wow.
And if I hear one more time somebody says my this or my that, naming their team, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, what about when they say we in reference to.
We did it!
We just didn't have the heart.
Let me tell you something. I know. I spoke with Ed the Messer McGrath. He filled me in. Who was in the playoffs? Is that what you call him when you have playoffs? My whole life, people would ask me what your favorite football team was, and as you know, I don't know anything about football. However, I did know that for the longest time, the New Orleans Saints were awful. I knew that for the longest time, and I would always say that they were my favorite team because I knew they were awful. And lo and behold, now they are going to the Super Bowl.
So now, who is your favorite team?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Oh. You are deplorable, Frank. I don't think you should ever talk about sports. I mean, I don't understand. You don't. It's obvious, but there are people that do. I mean, I personally I don't give a fuck. I wanted to see the game.
You didn't even watch the game.
I missed it. Yeah, I was working on my house. I missed it. But I understand it was a decent game. I was able to actually look up some highlights, read about the game, instead of go, Ed, tell me about the game so I could really get this 4'8" guy
is,
on Twitter.
It would have been good if the Colts were in it, because the Colts and the Saints were in the Super Bowl in 1969, and they could have had a repeat of what they did in 1969. I'll bet you a lot of people didn't know that piece of information.
Thank you for bringing that to us. The world's first bald sports almanac ever. Very good. Frank, did you do anything Friday night? Do anything exciting?
Didn't, but a friend of mine did.
Oh, you didn't? Because I remember hearing you at the end.
Well,
remember, you dumb fuck?
Hey, fuck face! I dropped in at the end, but, you know, our mutual friend, Ape Face Magoo, he paid a trip to the now-defunct What Show.
What do you mean, defunct?
The What Show ain't what it used to be, my friend.
It's kicking ass, taking names.
Oh, it's kicking ass and taking names. You got a great host, Mr. JMF, and Mr. FM Jeff, two great guys.
Yeah, I JMF, class act.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
Jeff, a little bit of a crying drunk.
I'm going to be honest with you.
A little bit of a crying drunk.
In the past, I had a couple words with JMF in the past, little disagreements.
What were some of the words? Tell us all the words.
I don't remember offhand. It's not important.
Were any of them hello?
I don't recall.
Okay.
But we buried the hatchet. He's a very nice guy, very respectful individual, and what I like to call a class act.
Now, why is he so classy?
Because he just, you know, he said some things that were nice, and I don't want to get in. I don't want to smoke up my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so Ape Face Magoo. I believe I heard Ed McGrath and you on the show as well.
Ed McGrath was there. And then I came in at the end of the show. I was outside for a little while.
Okay.
By the way, FM Jeff lives 1 mile away from the Amityville Horror House, just an FYI for people.
Oh.
The What Very Show good. Is changing. They're changing formats. They used to have two married couples. However, out of the four original members, I think there's only one left. as two individuals are no longer there.
It's like the Guns N' Roses podcast.
Right,
very
right.
good.
And the wife, Jeff's wife, she wants nothing to do with the show. So it's pretty much just Jeff.
She did. It's just that Jeff belittled her until she ran away. Oh. But I gotta say, I enjoyed what I heard. Frank, you sounded very, very comfortable for someone who's in somebody else's house for the first time.
Well, I gotta be honest with you. I know Jeff is an animal lover.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you know, and I've seen pictures of him and his animals. I says, how many cats do you have? I don't care about dogs because I'm not allergic to dogs, but I'm allergic to cats. And I says, how many cats do you have? He says, 4.
Joining us on the show, Foundry Music Jeff. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
It should be known that prior to hosting Germ Freak, who I was ecstatic to have come up and visit me here on Long Island, my wife and I spent about 2.5 hours cleaning my house to perfection.
Wow.
So that there wasn't any minute detail Frank could go back to you with and say, ew.
He was worried about that. I don't want you to go back to New Style and say my house was a mess. And his house was fine.
Now, Frank,
it was perfectly fine.
Let me ask you. Hold on. It was fine, but did it look like 2.5 hours of work had been done?
Maybe it was real bad when it started. I don't know.
It was a little bad when it started. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
All right, but let me say this, Ken. He said he spent 2 hours just cleaning the upholstery on his couches.
Jesus Christ.
What I did was I brought my own folding chair. I had to bring my own phone.
I hand scrubbed with the Velcro hair removal system. Each pillow, and the armrests of the couch, that they were absolutely hairless.
Bringing
from the showroom, and I'm proud, and I'm showing Frank, and he's like, wow, that's a really great job. And he goes out and he comes in with a folding chair.
Well, you know
so
what?
You do all this cleaning and he comes over like fucking La Parka from WCW. Yeah.
But you gotta
just carrying his own folding chair.
It, you know what? Ed sat on the couch and he got up and he looked like a shaggy dog because he had so much dog cat hair on him. Even me just sitting in my folding chair, I guess there's so much cat hair in the air, it just, you know, it clung to my jacket. But that's all well and good. I don't mind.
He also made it clear to me that if my dogs use the toilet,
oh yeah,
as a drinking
I had to ask
cabin,
before
that
I came.
Would not use the facilities in my house.
Wait, why? Frank, why? Because you said you've always said you're okay with animals.
I don't want an animal that drinks out of the toilet bowl. That's what I don't want. Because I had an experience one time in my lifetime
I
went to somebody's house.
Frank,
the dog starts licking my hand. Next thing I know, the dog takes a drink in the fucking toilet bowl.
And you were eating finger foods all the while.
But what disturbed me most about Jeffrey, and I call him Jeffrey because his real
we
name,
know. Go ahead.
Is the fact that he was barefoot. He was barefoot during my visit.
Not only was he barefoot during my visit,
but he was interlocking his fingers and his toes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That is
vile.
That's the most disgusting fucking visual ever.
It's my fucking body.
I didn't feel comfortable with him walking around with his bare feet. And I posed this question to you, and I would like to ask other people this as well. Do you think it's a feminine for a man to walk around in bare feet? I'm not talking about the beach or a swimming pool area. I'm talking about in your house when you have guys over and they're all shooed and have shoes on. Let me ask you, Ken, if you were to have a group of guys over, Ken, would you, and they were all had their shoes on, would you feel comfortable walking around with just your bare feet?
I don't think you're either all barefoot or you're all shooed.
If you have a problem with feet, finding them revolting, but I don't think there's anything gay or effeminate about enjoying walking around one's own home with his feet out.
Jeff, you were sitting there, the way he's describing it, I'm picturing you sitting like Indian style, fucking grasping the webbing of your toes, discussing something passionately. It's fucking disgusting and off-putting. Terrible.
I believe Frank exaggerating that just a little bit.
Well, I demand though. After the broadcast, we went to a delicious diner, and I said to him, "You better wash your hands before we go." So he was nice enough to wash his hands before he went because I didn't want to have.
I don't even remember doing that.
Well, wow. You were a little out of it at the
end.
There were two things I remember from that night. Irish Al keeps calling in, and me somehow finding myself in a strange restaurant with Ed McGrath and Frank, and not knowing how I got there.
Were you sitting between the two of them? Jeff, were you sitting between the two of them? Because whenever they go to the diner, they sit on the same side.
That's not true.
That is true. It is true.
That's not true. Well,
even when it's just the two of them, they sit and they actually lock each other's toe webbings. They put their fingers in each other's toe webbings and hum.
They
keep
cooking each other and,
Stop that. Yeah. That's what he does. That's what he does. So, Jeff, you had a few pops Friday night.
He was depressed at the end. You know, he was having father issues.
Had a couple drinks. Father issues.
Well, I don't want to get into it, but
you did. By the way, Frank, you did get into it. You wouldn't have mentioned it if you didn't want to get into it.
But it seems pretty evident to me that you want to get into it.
So let's get into it.
At the end of the show, you know, I thought maybe the last, and I think he should have cut the show a little early because he was getting a little depressed. And he was
why?
Going,
because we heard, all right, let's cut the show. Let's go to the diner and cut the show.
Are you talking about
Ace? I'm going to cut the show. I want to get a tasty burger and cut the show.
So
that's what you were screaming for fucking 60 minutes.
Well, listen, I was hungry. But listen, I think he's doing, you know, I got to give Jeff, you know, a lot of people are shitting on Jeffrey, and I give the guy... And I know you do, Ken, a great deal of respect, for caring about his program.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, he's sticking it out, even though he's at his darkest hour.
When I call Ken and he has to leave, he has to get the phone very quickly, then he has the courtesy to call me back and apologize for having to get off the phone quickly. It makes me feel good that he even cares.
I do care.
That's a dying art. Call back to let one know that they felt sorry about how the call ended, and they wish it could wish it happened a different way.
It's part of my New Year's resolution.
I was very impressed by that. I very much appreciated that.
My credo for 2010 is one word, Jeff: care. Thank you.
Is that with a question mark or a period?
Period. Absolutely. Jeff, period.
Jeffrey, a lot of people are. A lot of people are asking. There's a lot of minds that want to know the future of the What Show is perhaps taking a hiatus. It's now going to be
in peril.
Something differently.
It's
isn't that
peril.
Correct?
Well, as of right now, the plan stands to give the What Show the respect it deserves by not calling what John and I are doing the What Show anymore.
Are you going to call it the Why Show?
Coming up a different name. And doing it under that banner until
and will this start?
You know, we can all.
Will this Friday be the unveiling of the new program?
What?
Will this Friday night be the unveiling of the new program?
This Friday night will be the unveiling of the new program. Correct.
Yes. New show, new title, and now I have a website to edit. Thank you.
Now are you going to make? It's going to be 3 hours
all
as usual,
over
Jeff.
From my hot position once again.
So people are predicting 7 months. Frank, do you think he's going to make it through the long haul? Him and JMF.
I think he will. They're two great guys, two talented guys.
I think
the
they're
only
driven.
Suggestion I would
I
make
think
is,
driven.
Is to cut it down to maybe a 2 hour show.
I think 2 hours. 2 hours is enough, right, Frank? What are we at? An hour and a half right now?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
There's no need to go for that.
Two
third
hours.
Hour.
Hour and a half. That tops.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
2 hours, Jeff. Just fucking, why drag it out? That's what it is.
We haven't even really put any planning or prep into these two shows since they've been sort of transitionary.
Really?
So, you know, this last one, this new one this Friday, I think is going to be our first real
solid
effort.
The thing is, I missed part of the last one, so I can't wait to download it on the podcast. It's going to be good. I got to hear the whole thing.
Well, Frank told me at some point I mentioned I had saved it, so maybe I did actually save it somewhere in a drunken state.
What do you mean maybe?
It could be anywhere on my server right now, so I'm going to do a little search for that file. Maybe I did actually save that file.
I'm actually fully aware that you don't have the file saved. And I asked Monk, who records everything he ever hears and saves it somewhere. He recorded it, but his external hard drive was corrupted during the recording of Hate Us Talk, episode 5, which you know, blew that away as well. So there is no evidence of that show existing, and I'm basically, I've come to the conclusion. I've come to the conclusion that God does not want you to hear it. No, not even the higher power wants you, the average human, to stumble upon that moment in time. He's given you the flood. He's given you just the clean slate.
They call us New Style Light. And I feel it's an important.
Yeah, I would prefer they didn't call you that.
To fight against.
Yeah, I don't think they should call you that. I think they should call you Jeff and JMF, or
right.
Just Jemf. Jemf. That would be good.
John and the Fat Man. I've been playing with.
Well, I Ashley is saying Jumf. That's pretty funny. I enjoyed that because you're a Jew. So, anyway, next week is going to be the first show. Is that what it is? It's unveiled next week?
This weekend. This Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, this weekend. I'm busy, actually. So make sure you post that one. Don't drunkenly erase that because I would love to hear it. So is it still
going to
be?
This is going to be the legitimate effort.
Okay. We're going to see how well it goes. So what do we call?
If you don't like this, you can kick me off for network. Let me just say this.
Hold on. I will stick by you until everybody tells me that they don't like you, and then that'll be it. And that's everybody. That's Frank included. The minute you are kicked off, that would be because Frank has voted you off, and I'll make it known that his secret vote was to vote you off. Frank, I think it's only fair.
I will not vote him off. I'm a huge Jeff fan and JMF fan.
Okay. For now, you
now,
are.
But he, you want to say something?
I count Frank now as one of my closest friends.
Thank you.
Because he supported me in this time of need and also visited my home.
Yeah, he's...
Two things I never thought Frank would do.
Yeah, only
Jeff, only
your closest friends will be so disgusted by the potential of being at your house that they bring their own chair. Anyway, you know what?
But through all this, though, the one thing I kept in the back of my mind was do not disappoint DJ New Style.
He cares. A lot of people care about you, Ken.
It's very important that you understand that this is your network, and I want to do it proud.
A lot of people are scared of you, Ken. They think you're like Jerry Lewis for crazy. They're afraid to approach you, and they're scared of you.
Frank, how fucking old are you? They think you wield such a mighty blade. They think you're Jerry Lewis, for God's sakes. Frank, the fact is, this isn't my network. It's not. It's everybody. Every show on this network was chosen to join it and be a part of it because it's a collective effort.
Everyone knows your cuisine reigns supreme around here.
No, it doesn't. It really, really doesn't. I have to tell you. So
you're the big cheese, the big man on campus.
Well, I've had decisions voted down, and that's how it is. It's a collective effort. What was the clap for? Are you trying to wrap him up? Is that the get him off the phone light?
No, I had like powder in my hands. I was trying to get it out.
Why do you have powder in your hands?
I have talcum powder over here.
Unless you're on a fucking pommel horse, there's no reason why you should have fucking powder on your hands while you're doing a goddamn talk radio show.
All right, whatever. I was fixing something that was talcum powder anyway.
Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway, Jeff, this Friday, I don't know what it's called, but it'll be on heroestalk.com, 9:30. You're going to use the same time? Or?
Another suggestion, enough with the half hour crap.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are you really gaining?
Yes.
Start at 9, for Christ's sakes. Let's not bring colons into this.
You know what, Frank? You're right.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Let's hear it for 9:00. Yeah.
9:00. It's a good time to start. Unless you're best in show Thursday nights, 8 to 11. Heroes Talk. And Friday night, 9:00.
And I will let everyone know prior so they can hang around.
All right. Jeff, thank you very much. It's Friday night, 9:00, Jeff and JMF. I don't know what it's called, but I'm going to be listening whenever he posts it because I don't know if I'll be around. But I'm going to try my best to be around, and I'll make sure that Frank is around as well.
That is your resolution for this year.
Yes. Jeff, thank you very much for calling in, and good luck to you, buddy.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you. And Frank, so you said his house was a mess. Is that, that's what you told me.
It was fine. It was fine.
No, that's what you told me yesterday. You told me it was...
Oh, shut up.
You said don't tell him because he really wants you to think highly of his house, but you said it was fucking a pigsty is what you
said. I never said that. You're lying through your teeth.
Oh, okay.
He's lying, Jeff.
I mean, I would never do anything to hurt the sport. Been so really good to me. I mean, I've been talking it over with my wife and my manager. We think that it's really hard to do this. I'm thinking maybe it's time that I should step down and retire. Get out, you know, while you can.
Don't give this sucker no statue. Give him guts. I told you I wasn't going away. You got your shot. Now give me mine.
Why don't you get the hell out of here?
Shut up, old man. Tell these folks why you've ducked me. Politics, man. This country wants to keep me down. They don't want a man like me to have the title because I'm not a puppet like you.
Yo, you got a big mouth.
Why don't you... Why don't you close it, Balboa?
Anytime! This guy crazy, don't listen to him. Come on!
The little man don't want to come to me. I'll lay it down out the truth. I'm ranked number one. One, that means I'm the best. But this bum takes the easy matches, fights other bums. I'm telling you and everybody here, I'll fight him anywhere, anytime, for nothing. But you people ain't got to see that, because he's going to retire. You see, he don't fight no real man. He fight them setups.
What? You're a disgrace to the sport.
Shut up, old man. You don't know where I came from. Balboa, your family doing real nice. You call yourself a fighter? Prove it. Give me the same chance. The way you've been ducking is a disgrace. If he ain't no coward, why doesn't he fight me?
I can't listen to this. I don't care what you're ranked. You don't get no shot, and I mean that.
That's you?
Holy shit! Fuck it all!
You're Balboa, you fuck!
It's not me!
What are you gonna do? What are you doing? No, that's you! That's you! Balboa is red! I fucked up the text color. Dad, you say, what are we doing? I want
to. Hey, why don't we go back, take our fighting shorts off, and jerk each other off? I mean, serious, Clubber. Why don't we just rub our fucking black and white dicks together?
Come on, let's finish it.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I want to finish it here. Let's just stop doing this fake scene. I'll pull off my American flag shorts, and I'll just jerk off all over your mohawk.
If I can't listen to
Let
this.
Me just jerk off all over your all fucking right, mohawk.
Shut up, old man. You don't know where I came from. Balboa, your family doing real nice.
Don't start over. I'm already jerking off all over your mohawk. I just want to come on your fucking mohawk. Adrian, you don't like coming on mohawks?
Oh, you're the best at coming on mohawks, Rock!
You see? I just want to come on your mohawk! Please! Clubber, for Christ's sakes, let me retire and spend my latter twilight years in silence, out of the spotlight, just coming on your mohawk! So finish already! Do you, Hasseline?
I'm starting from where I'm starting from.
No, we're done! Fuck it, it sucks!
No, it doesn't. I get the good part at the end. Hey, woman, listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you want to see a real man. I bet you stay up every night dreaming you had a real man, huh? Bring your pretty little self over to my apartment, I'll show you a real man.
Hey, what are you talking about? I'll come to your apartment and I'll come on your mohawk. Adrian, we're all going to come on this guy's mohawk.
Rocky, don't come on his mohawk!
I gotta come on his mohawk, Adrian.
This was the worst scene ever.
I think it was pretty good.
Worst scene ever.
I just want to come on
It was
your
better
mohawk.
Than your fucking Rudy bullshit.
My what?
Your Rudy scene.
Just because you've never seen the movie, correct?
It was an awful scene. It was garbage.
You've never seen the movie. So, Frank, if you had it your way, which you have had it your way, we'd be doing Godfather and fucking Rocky movies all the live long day. I enjoyed the scene, but you fucked up the text color. How am I going to know which character to be?
Well, you shouldn't go by the color. You should go by the what you think.
I'm
he's
sorry that
say.
I need a fucking
do you need
a
me to
legend.
Color code everything?
You don't have names next to the fucking lines. Of course I need something.
You should go with the context.
How can I fucking work like this?
I'll go fuck off.
Yeah, go fuck off. Jesus Christ. You ruined it. You ruined it, Frank. Frank, so let's talk about your Florida trip.
Listen, I forgot to mention something
your
about
favorite
Florida.
Ride. What was your favorite ride?
I was very disgraced with a particular ride I was on. I was very disappointed in Disney World itself. And I don't know if you heard of it, but it's called It's a Small World.
Is that your favorite ride?
No, it's not. It's my worst favorite ride.
Because I asked you a question, and you just stumbled onto whatever you wanted to talk. But that's okay, Frank. If
my
you
favorite
just,
ride?
You know what
I'll
do? You know, when we start doing the show in the same room, I'll hit you with a poker so you can just start speaking.
I don't have
I
a favorite ride.
I'll just fucking use a riding crop to tell you when to speak.
Pick up your ass.
You fucking dope. So, Small World, this is your least favorite ride.
Yes, I'm actually disappointed in the ride because I don't know if you're aware of this, but Small World has little people from different countries, and they all sing their own national anthem while you're going.
Of course!
And I was very disappointed in the fact that the Asian countries, i.e. Japan and China, Korea,
Japan?
All the figurines had what I like to call slanted diagonal lines for eyes.
Yes, because they're Asian.
Okay. That's it's racist and stereotypical to indicate that that they have slanted eyes. They do not have slanted eyes.
So how would you indicate them as being Asian? Paint them yellow? Well, like how?
What are you trying?
How could these non-photorealistic fucking statues that wave their arm up and then down fucking be perceived as being Asian without a different set of eyes?
I don't know how, but they shouldn't be doing it by slanted lines for eyes.
So now you're the champion of the Asian people.
No, I found it disrespectful and racial and it's. Let me tell you what Asians don't have. It's a misconception. It's a myth. Asians do not have slanted eyes. They don't. They have what's called an epicanthic fold.
Frank,
epicanthic fold is what they have. It's a skin fold of the upper eyelid. It's all they have.
Frank just wants them to look like everybody else, but when your little boat goes by them, you hear this. That's what you hear. Just a fucking gong. Because he can't even get past the idea of a cartoon. A cartoonish look. It's a wooden statue with a fucking backslash for a left eye.
You know what?
I don't understand. Why is this such a huge issue for you?
It's awful. I mean, there's been articles about this. I'm not alone. There's an article. It says Disney's It's a Small World ride has been excused for improperly caricaturing people of various races and excluding many of the world's most distinct cultures. It's wrong. Not only that, but we all know that. I better not say that. But let me say as follows. I don't know if you heard of a comedian, probably one of the best female comedians next to Lucille Ball. Her name is Margaret Cho. Okay?
Margaret Cho.
Yes.
She's next to Lucille Ball.
Yes. Now, are you familiar with somebody by the name of Miley Cyrus, a.k.a. Hannah Montana?
Yes, I'm familiar with her.
Miley Cyrus was in a photograph with friends where she was taking her fingers and doing the sign with her fingers, mocking Asian people by making her eyes slanted and crisscrossed.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle Show. Who's this?
Hi, Jeffrey.
It's Kiki Tiada.
Kiki Tiada.
Kiki Tiada. Yes. Thank you for calling
Look
in.
Look at my slanty eyes.
Kiki Tiada, does it offend you when people say that you have slanted eyes? Does it offend you?
Kiki Tiada, what are you doing right now? You're not paying attention to Frank. What's under that sheet behind you? And why does your flower match your shirt?
But anyway,
Kiki Tiada hung up.
All right, let me tell you what happened with Miley Cyrus. She did this picture. She apologized for it. And Margaret Cho.
So you're saying she did the old Chinese impression.
Right, right. The Japanese, right. Chinese.
That's the Asia. It's one move to impersonate an entire continent. It's huge. It's
even
it is the first impression you learn as a child.
Even sign language has changed. At one time, the sign language for showing an Asian person was doing that with your eyes, but now I think they
making an explosion with your hand, right?
I just want to read a poem that the Korean comedian Margaret Cho.
I have this poem. Can I read it? I do a very good impression.
Let me just set it up. This is a poem Margaret Cho, the comedian, wrote in reference to Miley Cyrus mocking the Asian.
Well, I need a sim. Okay, here it is. It's right above the failed Rocky scene. Me Chinese, me play joke, me do pee-pee in your Coke. Very, very deep. Thank you. Thank you, Margaret Cho.
All right.
Is that the real poem?
Can I read the poem very quickly, please?
That's what it should have been, because she has no right to speak about this.
This is what she wrote, and I commend her for this. This is as Margaret Cho. Miley Cyrus made some chinky eyes, standing behind an Asian guy. I don't know if this should fly, as if there wasn't enough to despise. I wasn't necessarily a fan of her, her dad, or Hannah Montana. I tend to prefer the songs of Rihanna. Racism against Asians is simply bananas. Oh, Miley, chinky eyes make you look wily. Prejudice isn't thought of so highly. It doesn't make you all smiley. Why is there nothing that Asians can do to make fun of other races as easily as you? Why isn't racism against Asians taboo? Why are we always so racially screwed? All you have to do is pull at your face to make your eyelids resemble your race, our race. This kind of joke has no proper place. Miley Cyrus, you're a disgrace. And I want to say that she is a disgrace.
Yeah, it's wrong to play on the stereotypes of Asians, right, Frank?
Absolutely.
Except when you're Margaret Cho and your entire act is, oh, my mother! My mother talk like this and have a her entire, the reason you know her is because she played on those stereotypes. Frank, do you understand?
What are you trying to say?
Everything she's ever done has been the fucking comedic equivalent of pulling your eyes back and saying, me Chinese, me play joke.
So are you calling her a hypocrite?
Yes, she's a fucking hypocrite.
And, but yet you find her attractive.
And she's got a terrible ass. Terrible. Frank, let me ask you something. Have you ever been attracted to an Asian woman?
Wow.
Okay, you have to pick one. You have to pick one! Asian woman, Indian woman, or black woman?
I'm not going to answer this question. I'm not going to answer this question.
Frank?
It's just a single out of a particular group, and I'm not going to have any of that.
Okay, Frank.
I prefer all women.
I'll change it. All of them have penises. And no, you can't pick all.
I'm not going to answer this question.
I don't understand why we're talking about this. You can't be this affected by it.
It's
a fucking 5-minute ride. You didn't give a shit that the fucking Mexicans are shooting guns in the air.
It's actually a very long ride. It's about 10 minutes and quite boring as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, you didn't give a shit about any of the other races that were stereotyped, like the fucking sleeping Mexican statue. The siesta
I didn't see that.
They had all of it, Frank. They have the fucking Russian that looks like A. Webb's grandfather with the fucking hand muff doing the kick dance. They have fucking aborigines with spears. Frank, why just this one? Because someone else said it, and you said
no.
It's
something that I noticed, and I thought that it was very racist for Disney to do that. And I will stand by Margaret Cho and her cause.
Is it racist to look at an Arabic man eating a fucking a chocolate chip cookie and wondering if he's going to blow up your flight to fucking Disney World? Is that racist?
So what else we got?
Yeah, that's what I thought. But no, a wooden statue with slashy eyes. That's a big racist thing. Did they ever bring up a complaint against that? Because that's a long-standing ride, Frank.
Oh, absolutely. There's been complaints since 1985.
Oh, 1985, they brought up what, like a lawsuit, something like that?
Yes, but nothing's come to fruition.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not, Frank. You're fucking, you can't talk about this. You just can't. You never talk about any of the other examples that you come across, but you see this one, you read a Wikipedia article. Frank, it's anything. The football game, this supposed racial issue that's a non-issue. You look it up on Wikipedia and see what's been said, and you recycle it. Margaret, you read a Margaret Cho poem. You understand that you don't have a full fucking grasp on the topic, on the issue, when you're reciting something that Margaret Cho wrote on a fucking unread blog?
I'm a fan.
You are really a fan of Margaret Cho.
I always was a fan of Margaret
Cho. Give me one of her signature bits.
Well, she does a bit about her grandmother.
Yeah, exactly.
And the way she talks and everything.
And all the particularly Asian jobs. The nail salon, the laundromat. Yeah, it's hilarious. But you can say it because you're Asian. Miley Cyrus can't make herself look Chinese, even though she already does. Miley Cyrus looks fucking Asian. God, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
That same wood we found on beach that day.
Same? Sato, we meet again.
Thank you very much. All right. No, the audio quality is very poor, but I do appreciate a Karate Kid 2 reference. Thank you for calling in. I don't know, Frank. I just don't know. I don't think that's the fight that you should be fighting. And you know what? If you're going to fight for them, you should always fight for them. Are you saying from here on out, you are fighting for the Asians? Yes or no?
I'm supporting their cause, and they're right. For some reason, it's people have gotten away with disgracing the Asians, and I'm tired of it.
Good. Now, Frank, we are not ending the show yet because there is something very important that we need to do. You need to go and get your scale. And get on it right now. It has been 2 weeks when you first issued this 20 by 40 challenge. You were 216 pounds. A week later, you ballooned to 220. You are up 4 pounds.
Please let me get my scale. I will be back in a jiffy.
Frank is getting his scale. And I have to say that while he's doing that, you should maybe check out ICU 2. That's ICU2.com. It's video chat, the first ever. There are a lot of imitators right now. There are a lot of people trying to do what they've already done. They have an established community. You can be face-to-face any place with people from all over the world. That's ICU2.com. It's free to try. Download it right now on your Windows PC. Install it, sign up, and you'll be communicating using the platform that was voted People's Choice Award winner for internet communication last year. This year... Oh, they're stepping up their game. I hear there's a Mac version in the works. There may be even some other things going on. Maybe you'll be able to create your own ICU2 server. Maybe you can create your ICU2 room. Who knows? The possibilities are endless at ICU2.com. Frank is going to be doing his weigh-in. He didn't do one last week because we didn't do a show. So he has had 2 weeks where he could... just really work at this and get on the fast track of being 20 pounds lighter by his 40th birthday. So we'll see. He's getting his scale right now. I hear another voice in the room. I don't know if he's...
Hello?
Frank, are you going to be disrobing for this?
Tonight I cannot disrobe.
Why?
I have
Why is that?
Company in the room.
Oh, you have company.
Yes.
Don't but worry, Frank. I'm sure they've seen grown-up boy parts.
I took my sneakers off, and I want to say this. I was on vacation, so remember that.
Yeah, you probably worked out a lot. I bet you the lobby you slept in was connected to
the gym.
All right,
here I go. Now, you were going
to... Frank is on the scale. Last week, he was 220
pounds.
Our own
Barb is going to divulge the amount that I weigh. Now, remember, I have clothes on. Please divulge the how much I
have. I got a text from Barb that said that that you were out of breath from getting the scale. Oh, this is going to be a doozy. It's going to be a doozy. Frank, you're breathing heavy as hell. You want a Nilla wafer just to kind of to hold you over?
I ran, that's why.
Oh, I see.
Are you going to read the amount?
221 pounds.
Yeah! That's a plus one. You are up 5 pounds.
No, let
in
me
four
tell you something.
Weeks.
I have at least a pound of clothes
no,
on, so I pretty
not.
Much stay the same.
Sleep shirts weigh 6 ounces tops. top.
I have heavy jeans on as well. So I you got to say I probably stayed the same as last
Are you wearing your inside shoes?
Oh, don't get me started with that.
What happened?
I accidentally wore my inside shoes outside.
What happens now? What are you going to do with them?
I have to wear...
Do they... Wait, are those the shoes that you made everybody smell on YouTube.com/HearUsTalk?
Yes, the shoes that Barb smelled, I wore outside by accident. Mm.
Barb earned herself a quick $20 via PayPal sniffing those shoes. Barb, we have another $20 if you suck on the fucking insole.
I don't have the Ew, that's disgusting, you animal.
If you wring out the insole into a teacup, we got $20. No? Okay. So now they have become your outside shoes.
They are now my outside shoes, so I have to wear out-of-style high tops as my indoor shoes now.
Wow, that's a big difference, Frank, because you're always on the cutting edge of style. You're wearing, what, Reebok high tops?
Yes, Reebok high tops.
Maybe you could maybe wear them on a treadmill now, because you've gained 5 pounds in 4 weeks, Frank. You were supposed to lose 20 pounds.
Okay, are you
aware? First of all, it was 40 by 40. Okay?
It's the end of the night. I'm in clothes.
So,
and I came back from vacation. You know what? I think that's pretty damn good.
You gained. The goal is to not gain.
I'll go scratch your ass.
Apparently, you've been doing a lot of that. See, the thing is, it's a good thing you didn't try to scratch your ass on the plane. They would have thought you were another underwear bomber. And then when they looked in and saw the dried blood, they'd think it's battery acid from some bomb you've concealed in your fucking torn anus. Anyway, that's all for the DJ New Style Show. I think we're going to wrap it up here, Frank. What do you say?
I say we put the cap on the bottle.
I say let's do that. Put the cap on the bottle and break it on a brick. Bam! Thank you very much for tuning in. Greatly appreciate it. DJNewStyleShow.com, HearUsTalk.com. Be sure to tune in Thursday night. It's Best in Show Radio, 8 to 11 p.m. Tune in for the first ever JMF and Jeff show, Friday night at 9. All of this on HearUsTalk, all times Eastern. Frank, is there anything you want to say? Be excited.
Did you start the music yet?
Yes, go.
I gotta wait for it to build up.
It's sunny day, go!
But this is up!
Yeah, no, shut up! You're talking to a fucking sign. No, you be quiet. I said it. It could back a real punch. It's sticky. You're not a friend. I'm scared. Snuggy, it's gay. You were right, Barb. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
Course! You're an asshole! It's a fucking snooze! Cause that's what I goddamn do! Badam, that's just the Holy Spirit. Fuckface, I want pepper jack cheese! Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Hasha, give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.